and gentlemen, we have the honor today of being here with Dr. Sukrit Bhakti at the Better Way Media Conference, where he spoke today, his first time internationally. Dr. Bhakti, thank you so much for joining us.
Welcome. I came to this conference, which is a first, because I felt the need to do so, since things are developing along such alarming lines by the WHO, CDC, FDA, all the authorities, are now pushing for gene-based vaccines to replace all other vaccines which are currently in circulation in the world. Measles, mumps, rubella, you name it, you have it, flu. And when we heard this, we said, oh my God, that's what we've been fearing since June, when I voiced my first concern that this is probably coming. What is being done now is that the corona vaccine is gradually coming into disfavor because people are seeing that there are serious adverse events. So what is now being done is attention is being drawn away from the vaccines themselves being the culprit to the spike protein. And they say, oh, it's because the corona vaccine encodes the spike and the spike is dangerous and blah, blah, blah. Now, that this spike protein is dangerous, no question, it's correct. But don't get off the track, people. You must realize that every gene-based vaccine is going to be dangerous, and that's why I'm here, and that's why I explained this morning for the first time, by the way. And it's all based on the fact, this is a fact, that can be, you can read about this in the textbooks of immunology, you see. Our immune system, our specific immune system, relies in the main on lymphocytes, of which we have T lymphocytes and B lymphocytes, T and B. And all lymphocytes look similar, but they are different. And the T lymphocytes have receptors, which are like locks. And these receptors recognize the keys. And the keys are the debris, are the fragments of a protein that is created by a cell. Now, I'm a cell, and I create something that is sticking out here. Then the fragments of this protein, like sawdust, appears on my shirt. What happens then is that the T lymphocyte recognizes these fragments, attaches to the fragments, and kills me, the cell. Now this happens also to proteins that I create myself, which I call self-protein. The thing is though, that when the immune system switch is turned on in life, these killer lymphocytes that would kill me are silenced, so they don't work. They're put away. But at the same time as they came into existence in the body of the baby, lymphocytes were also born and created that had locks that recognized the keys of all non-self proteins, measles, mumps, rubella. This is something that should be taught in school because it's so important to know that every baby is born with the lymphocytes, with the killer lymphocytes that are ready to kill a cell that is building, making foreign proteins, that is making non-self. Now, the genes that are being injected into your body if you get vaccinated are packaged such that they go into the muscle, and from the muscle they find their way to the lymph nodes and then to the blood. They cannot be stopped, so they always enter the blood. Many of them enter the blood, a large portion. And there are billions, there are so many. And they are circulating in the bloodstream. And these packages have the property that they are taken up by any cell that you want. If it contacts them, So the cells that these pathogens will always contact are the cells that line the vessels of your arteries and veins and capillaries, okay? These vessels, large and small, but the longest contact, the most intimate contact, will be with the smallest vessels and the capillaries. And that's where the seeds for self-attack are planted, because when those cells start making not only spike, but anything you want, non-self, the killer lymphocytes are going to get up and destroy them. And then they turn on the B cells at the same time. The B cells start to make antibodies against that spike or measles virus or whatever. And those antibodies are going to circulate in the blood a few days after the first jab, 10 days, want to be there. Now, what people don't realize is that these antibodies that are created because of the vaccination are not there to intercept the entry of the virus, because the virus doesn't come into the blood. It comes through the front door of the hotel, and the antibodies are simply not there. They are not there. That's why all these vaccinations against corona, and also, by the way, influenza, flu, cannot work, could never have worked, will never work. The only thing they can do is they can kill you. Why?
This is a vessel, all right? One is the intact vessel wall. The vaccine comes in the bloodstream, enters the vessel wall cell. In number three, the wall starts to make the protein. The protein is presented on the surface of the cell, and the fragments are 2, 4, and 5. 4 is the protein, 5 are the fragments. So the antibodies, after the first vaccination, everyone gets his antibodies. So when you do the booster, right? It's incredible. How can you do this? Yeah. Then you produce that thing into a bomb, which is the bloodstream, where the antibodies are just waiting with the complement system. They will attack them. Then the T lymphocytes also join in. So the vessel wall is damaged. When the vessel wall is damaged, two things happen. First, the blood will clot, because that is that's why the blood is the clotting system is there. And second, those vaccines are going to leak through into the organs. Now, you know, your vessel system is the wonder of nature, of God. It's closed. Even viruses can't get past that. And now these guys, Pfizer, Moderna, are ripping open the vessel system was created by nature, allowing foreign genes to enter the tissues, the brain, the heart, the liver, the lung, anything you want. And they start making the same, they go through the same process. And this, of course, starts off another self-attack, auto-attack, autoimmune process that cannot be stopped, will never be able to be stopped.
The moment the cells of the wall, vessel wall, start making the alien protein, at the first booster, already at the first booster, you will have the killer lymphocytes attacking, plus the antibodies that are swimming around, not being able to intercept the virus at the front door, but very able to recognize the antigen, the spike, or measles protein non-self that has been created and is sticking out of the wall. So you have a dual attack by the two major armies of the immune system. This combined attack by both T lymphocytes and antibody is unprecedented. It's not known. It doesn't exist. Now we are witnessing what happens, and it's so horrible, because when the bodies, if I'm again a cell of the vessel wall and I start making this protein, then the antibody will bind to the protein and turn on the so-called complement system. And this complement system is the sister system of the clotting system, When the clotting system is activated, the blood clots. When the complement system is activated, it shoots holes into my body. Okay. Now, it's a little bit ironic because I actually discovered the bullet of the complement system. I discovered this in my first discovery, molecular nature of the complement lesion made 45 years ago. My God. Oh, yeah. That was a wonderful time, discovering these sort of things. But then, you know, so I know that having antibodies against non-self swimming around and having that non-self exposed at the vessel wall is a very, very bad idea. Mm-hmm. Because if you start shooting holes in the walls of the smallest vessels of the brain, of the heart, you're going to get clots in the smallest vessels. And this is what has been discovered now by a pathologist whom we're not naming yet until these papers appear in print in scientific journals. And he found the spike protein, the ant non-self, on the vessel walls of the smallest vessels of the brain and heart. Brain and heart. At times of the same patient. You know, this doesn't happen. And he saw the vasculitis and the clot formation and the inflammation around. So the case is clear. And the case is closed. There is now bulletproof evidence that the injected spikes are causing inflammation and damage to the walls of the smallest vessels in the body. And when this happens in the brain and the heart, you get irreversible defects.
Look, this is a vessel cast of the brain. Every cell needs its oxygen, and the capillaries of the brain are bringing the blood and the oxygen to those cells. You go clogging up any of those vessels, the cells that are being fed are going to die. And the brain cells will never be replaced. Gone. So depending on where this happens in the brain, anything can happen. Anything. The front lobe. You go around killing islands of death, which are found, by the way, Ryan will tell you, in people with Alzheimer, dementia. It's the front lobe. Lots of little scars in the brain. No one knows why. But if you have a little infarct, you may sort of have a palsy, may not be able to speak, or somewhere else, no one knows, your brain stops functioning and they will never get back to normal because the cells are dead. This is the brain of a man who died after his third vaccination. No one knew what he died of, but his brain was looked at. And what was found was that the small vessels of the brain carried the spike protein, and there was a vasculitis, and there was a leakage of the vessels. In many parts of the brain, it matched the description of multifocal necrotizing encephalitis, one of the most rare pathological presentations in, I think, the only 10 cases known, all in the wake of the flu pandemic. 10 cases. This is a case where there's no flu, there's no virus, because there's no nucleocapsid. This is another section where the pathologist showed that it cannot be the virus.
The brain consumes 20% of the oxygen of the body. Mm-hmm. That's what your little brain needs, because those neurons, they are firing or they're working. This is human, being human, being able to think. So you have areas in the brain that are important for thinking, for remembering, all right? But also, of course, for hearing, for seeing, all everything, for movement, or for staying still. So there are areas, if you destroy those areas, you get the jerks. It's all known, you know. And there are areas that are important for your psyche. You are the person that you are. Because those brains in your body have been working for these decades and forming your personality. And if you go around destroying some of these, only God knows what's going to happen. And maybe the doctors who now are observing changes in the psyche that they've never seen before. Loss of empathy is something that I've been told is being observed. People are also losing control of their mind, of their will. Mankind is being destroyed. The essence of man is the brain. And then, of course, the heart. Okay, so you see all these top athletes dropping dead or dropping out. And I tell you, they will never come back. When you see those athletes that have all heart trouble.
Bueno, que decido dejar de jugar fútbol
profesional. I've decided to stop playing professional football.
Es un momento muy duro.
It's a very difficult moment.
Pero bueno, estoy muy feliz igual por la decisión que tomé.
For the decision that I made.
Pero es mi salud.
I have taken it for my health. That's the main reason I've made this decision. Because of the problem that I had a month and a half ago. I was in good hands of the medical staff that have done their best, and they've told me that the best thing would to be stop playing.
It's because these athletes drive their hearts to the absolute limit, and as we know, every single cell is under the greatest stress and is burning up oxygen like hell. Okay. Burning, consuming. And if you start clogging up those smallest vessels, those cells are going to die. Now, you don't have many cells at once, but you have islets of cells dying here and there.
These small vessels that were spiked, okay, could be found in other organs too. And this never happens. You get vasculitis not only in the brain but also in the heart. This is the heart. And what he saw in the heart was multi-scarring. So islets of death are yellow. Imagine you're a top athlete. And you get this. You will never become a top athlete again. You're going to fall down and you will never come back to what you used to be. And this is so important that we get this out to the athletes of the world and the children and all the very bad people who are propagating this. They are evil. They are really evil. They are killing mankind. So, beside the islets of death, the scars, he found islets of very fresh lesions, which is here. So the red part is not healthy. There are lymphocytes there. And you see dead and dying myocytes, which are heart cells. And remember, these vessels are in your brain and in your heart, down to the capillaries. And there are very, very few cases where capillaries get clogged. Very, very seldom. What we're witnessing is that probably millions of people are getting their capillaries clogged.
And that's what the pathologist will show, has shown. You get islets of cell death in the heart. And he sees scarring all of the heart in a manner that is never seen otherwise. These pictures do not exist in the pathology textbooks because nothing has induced this to happen except now for the first time. It's a first, the vaccines. And they have never been tested in preclinical testing in animal models for the potential ability to do so. So there's been no preclinical testing. They went straight to humans, and now the worldwide experiment on hundreds of millions of humans is underway, and it is to be extended and enlarged upon. Now, you may know, the first mRNA vaccine against the flu in combination with corona has been authorized for use. If this is not 1 minute after midnight, past midnight, I don't know what it is.